China is continuing what it terms its war on terror in the far western province of Xinjiang, detaining five people and seizing 1.8 metric tons of bomb-making material. A statement by the local government in the Hotan area of southern Xinjiang said two explosives-producing sites were also destroyed in a raid earlier this week. Beijing has announced a year-long security crackdown following last week's attack that killed 43 people and wounded more than 90 in the regional capital Urumqi. Officials say the Hotan suspects planned a similar attack using explosives and ramming their cars through crowds. They also watched violent terrorist and religious extremist videos. The incident in Urumqi last week was the latest in a series of violent attacks that are thought by many to be the work of Uyghurs, a largely Muslim ethnic minority group that is native to Xinjiang. Many Uyghurs in China often complain of religious and cultural discrimination. Daybreak Asia's Sarah Williams spoke with correspondent Fred Wong, who's in Urumqi, and asked him to describe the heightened security.
You can feel the security forces everywhere. There is armed vehicles just in our intersection. And when I enter to the hotel, which I'm living in right now, there is the two armed guard policemen with the bulletproof jacket and with the shield and all kinds of things. They checked everybody for their bags, what's inside in their bags. And you can see a group of the special policemen in their black uniform, like a SWAT team, passed by. So today's newspaper says that the ordinary citizens in Xinjiang, in Urumqi, are going to see lots of police forces around them. Please be easy with them. They are your guardian angel or something. But as soon as you are inside the city, you have the kind of feeling, of chilling feeling, that some car somewhere is going to something is going to happen.
Have you been able to get over to the area of the market where there was that the bombing last week?
I went there several times, and the cars, the person, not say the foreign reporters are stopped. You are not going to get in anywhere nearby. There are three entrances to the places where explosion and tragedy happened, all blocked by the policemen. There's from the outside, I can see the whole lot of police cars, armored vehicles, all those things in the street. Still, no entrance at all.
I don't know if you've been able to talk to some people in the area about maybe some of their concerns about safety.
The only chance is to get into the cab and do not tell that you are foreign reporters, and they're going to tell you something like what ordinary Xinjiang citizens are really feeling. But today, as soon as I told them that I'm an American reporter, from Beijing, and immediately they refused to say anything at all. I think they are scary of get punishment or get retaliation if they are telling foreign reporters anything. And I went to the hospital, tried to interview with some people injured, and no chance at all. You ask the nurse, you ask the doctor, you ask the other patients, where are those injured people located? They all say no. And I went from one corridor, one floor of the hospital to another floor, and we were followed step by step, two or three plainclothes guys.
Were the people that were injured and killed, were they Han Chinese or were some of them Uyghurs?
They didn't release anything of who were injured, where are the injured people are treated. And I was only told that most of the injured people are treated in the hospital nearby our hotel. And there is no way to know what part, how many Uyghurs were injured, how many Han nationalities were injured. Probably most of them are Han nationalities. Some of the Uyghurs probably get injured or died. the Xinjiang government didn't release any information at all.
Yeah, because I would think something like that at a market, people are just walking around. I mean, anybody could be there, really. Have you been by the railway station, which was the scene of another attack late in April?
Yeah, the railway station is normal right now. You can't see anything really show that tragedy happened there. So there is heavy police presence over there, of course, like every important places in the city. But the railway station is okay right now. Back to normal.
I think we're still getting some reports in about that maybe the government has arrested some people in connection with the market attack. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, they are focusing on the group and the people in southern Xinjiang. And right now the folks is over there. They arrested 200 people over there. And today they're saying that they got another group, and every day there's a news over the southern part of Xinjiang, like Houtian, like other cities in the south. But in Urumqi, we didn't hear anything about the arrest here.
Fred Wong, a VOA reporter in Urumqi, Xinjiang, China.